Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We're told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1659 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is an anonymous source, and it is, "A closed mouth gathers no foot." So today's nugget of wisdom is, close your mouth. We all have issues with talking too much, talking when it isn't appropriate, and saying things that are not kind to others. Our mouths can get us into all sorts of trouble. It could be with your spouse, with a friend, with a work associate, or in a multitude of other situations. Why do we feel compelled to spew out so many words when it would be much better just to keep our mouth shut most of the time? When we talk too much and too often, it won't take too long before we say something inappropriate or that others don't need or want to hear. I know this doesn't sound pleasant, but I refer to this as verbal diarrhea, because when you spew out words too quickly, it is repulsive to others. It would do us well if we would just listen to what others are saying and determine their real needs and concerns. Once we listen with intention, then be very careful in providing your wisdom and advice. There is a vacuum in our society for people who are just good listeners. It takes practice before listening with intention becomes a habit. When you are speaking, it is impossible to listen at the same time. There are just numerous verses in the Bible that caution us about opening our mouth and talking when we should keep our mouth closed and listen. Here are just a few. James chapter 1, verse 19. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. Too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. And Proverbs chapter 17, verses 27 and 28. A truly wise person uses few words. A person of understanding is even-tempered. Even fools are thought wise when they keep silent. With their mouth shut, they seem intelligent. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,659 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.